Pat, today must be a great load off your mind that everything's gone well, the weather's home.
Yeah,
well,
it's the show is turning out very well. I'm delighted, yeah. There's a big crowd around. There's a lovely display of cars, competition cars, race cars, track cars, and we have the supercars here. So I'm delighted. Wexford Motor Club went to a big effort, John, to pull this off, and I'm delighted it's gone so well. Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
When you were talking to Shane Dunphy on Friday morning, you were in the process of loading one of these up, and you gave the sound, which over a phone you can't really do justice. And you were saying that you tried to bring bringing them home. They're a difficult car to drive. There must be a fantastic car to listen to.
Yeah, it was the Ford GT, John, we were attempting to get down from Dublin. Yeah, and in the end, it wouldn't fit on the trailer, so I reluctantly had to drive it down. But it's a serious car, John, but not that easy to drive, especially around the city. But it's very hard, very very big, heavy gearbox, but phenomenal. The acceleration is just phenomenal, and the torquing is just phenomenal. It's out of this world. Like, it's a different league.
But having said that, the looks that you got driving that through the centre of Dublin must have been fantastic.
Yeah, well, I was driving like a granny down along the dual carriage in on the slow lane, John, and all these kids were out with their mobile phones out through the windows taking pictures. So I felt like a bit of a celebrity there, all right. Yeah.
But you were talking about the difficulty to drive him. Just looking at the back tyres on it, they're about two of the tyres off my car would make up one of those. They look a serious animal of a tyre.
Yeah, it's back wheel drive only, John, and it doesn't have traction control. It's basically a race car, really, John. It's all aluminium space frame chassis, coilover suspension, wishbones. But that's probably the idea, to try and get as much traction to the road. But it doesn't have traction control, so it would burn out all day there if you wanted, I'd say, you know.
And I say you're nearly talking about gallons to the mile rather than miles to the gallon.
Yeah, yeah. We had to I had to actually bring it to Waterford last night to get special fuel for it. So we went from my house in New Ross to Waterford and back, and I think we used about 40 quid.
Probably avgas or something like that.
No, it's 97 octane. Normally the fuel is 95, but there is 97 available in Waterford, so we just had to get us up at that. So.
Now, the Ferrari here, you were saying the Ferrari, not the classic one, the modern 599. She is a similar one to what they were on before.
Yeah, she is. They're a serious car, John. She has the V12 Ferrari engine in it, launch control, the works. If you look at the steering wheel there, there's all the buttons are on the steering wheel. You have to, there's about five of them you have to press before you move anywhere now. So. It took me 10 minutes before I could even move in that.
You're probably talking somewhere 500,000-600,000 euros.
Yeah, this one, I think in this country, is 600,000 euros. The 360 is a bit less, maybe around 4 to 5. And the GT is insured here today for 1.2 million.
Well, put it this way, to see this collection of cars in Wexford probably won't happen again for a while. And people that have missed this, that haven't seen it today, they really have missed an experience.
Yeah, it's very hard to get a collection like this here, John, really. It's just the logistics of getting them all here safely and getting them back and getting them insured is, it's just, no, as I say, Wexford Motor Club went to a huge effort to pull this off. So, but I'm delighted. There's a huge crowd here. There's a huge crowd of people have enjoyed it so far. And it's a way of Wexford Motor Club thanking the people of Wexford for their cooperation over the last few years.
And I'm just looking at this little Renault Spider here behind us, yeah. Open top, which you're blessed with the weather today that you've actually been able to leave the top off.
Yeah, this is a compliment to Jim Sidney and Ross there. It's a beautiful car. It's a Renault Spider GT. It actually doesn't come with a top. They're made for racing, really, John, but there's a couple of road-going versions, and this is one of them. So it's a great pleasure and privilege to have that here today as well.
Now, getting back to the serious matter of 5 weeks' time when the rally comes, needless to say, half of these wouldn't be allowed to take part in the rally because they're just too powerful. But we've had quite a collection of WRC cars out there today, two-wheel drives, old classic cars and everything like that. It's been a motor show and a half.
Yeah, it has been a total motor show. There are some beautiful rally cars out there from Sierra or Escort Cosworth, WRC Focus. There's a beautiful Alpine there, single seaters. Yeah, the club has gone to a big effort for to pull off this motor show. And as I say, it's compliments to Wexford Motor Club, to the people of Wexford, showing our appreciation. And I think it's gone very well.
And one of the things that will be happening on this year's Wexford Rally that hasn't happened before is an online entry system, which haven't been involved in doing the website. I've been heavily involved in trying to get linked up, and it seems to be working out quite well, where drivers are actually able to log on to the motor club website and enter that way.
Exactly, John. Compliments to yourself and your comrades. Yeah, it seems to be working very well. It's one of the, well, there's a number of rallies, but it's great first for Wexford Rally as well. It makes the entry system much more streamlined, and we can process it and see drivers much more easily. It's the way it's going to be.
Now, also, Wexford Motor Club is not backwards about getting forwards, about being involved in other rallies, and which I noticed myself at Rally Ireland the back end of last year, that where basically I was in service area in the job that I was doing for National Radio, that the club's marshals were well out to the fore to be seen. Quite a lot of our members were actually in high-profile job, where we had Pat O'Dowd being the scrutineer with the Citroen team. The club goes a long way to get its members out and about doing other stuff as well.
Definitely, John. The Wexford Motor Club is held in high esteem nationally on the rally scene. Pat O'Dowd is well-known throughout the country, and compliments to Sean Martin, to be honest. A lot of our marshals were in prominent positions in Rally Ireland, so, and I'm sure they will be again early next year. So yeah, Wexford Motor Club is going from strength to strength, and we're going to be getting better and better all the time.
About the only pity is that we'll probably never see Rally Ireland down around here, which there are stages here which are national classics. It'd be great to see it down here.
Yeah, logistically, John, it's probably going to stay in the north for a while. That's the way it's a border cooperation thing there, and a couple of things going on, but still, it's great to have it in the country, and we'll take what we can get.
Where we're going to have the fourth mountain stage back on the rally this year, and which is regarded nearly as much of a national classic as Miles Gap would be. It'd be great to see the likes of Sebastian Loeb trying to tackle coming down past Trinity and everything like that. Maybe in 10 years' time we might see it.
That's it, John. We count not now here in Wexford Motor Club, but it's great to see that fourth mountain stage back again. So should be a good event.
Cheers, Pat. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.